is Cam. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You're having a medical emergency. Please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Okay, you said your name is Cam?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Cam. I just needed, we had a couple of questions, and we needed to speak to a live person to try to see what we need to do, get some advice, or get what the regulation is, if you don't mind. We work at a daycare. And we had an employee that was last in the center on Friday, this past Friday the 26th. Mm-hmm. We found out yesterday evening that she tested positive for COVID-19. She just got the results back yesterday. She started feeling ill Sunday and went to the emergency room. And they told her, did the COVID test. And she was off work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then she found out yesterday that she does have COVID. And we just needed to know, what do we need to do as it relates to the center and the operation of the center?
Of course, clean all areas where she may.
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you. Please forgive me.
Clean all areas of where she might have been. People that might have been around her, they need to quarantine also. That's about really all the information that I have.
Okay, we sanitize every day.
Yes, ma'am.
We use Lysol spray, and we sanitize daily. And when she texted Monday morning said she wasn't feeling well, we took Lysol spray and we re-sanitized again in the room, everything. And everything that, you know, she may have touched, every area that she was in the center, we sprayed with Lysol and then wiped down with Clorox wipes. We also, we wear masks in our center. An adult cannot come in the center without a mask on. So no one was around her without a mask.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So
you did pretty much everything that you need to do as far yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if they were around, people she was around, you said needs to quarantine?
Yes, ma'am. They need to quarantine for 14 days, at least 14 days, whoever, if they were in close contact with her, because they might have been exposed.
Okay, and when you say in close contact, I'm going to use me. If the two of us are in a room together, we both have our masks on.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not touching her or, you know, anything like that, do I still need to quarantine? Because like I said, we cannot be in this center without a mask on. I've pulled mine down behind a partition to talk to you so you can understand me.
Right.
But we don't get around anyone in the center. We have to have one on when we walk in the door.
Right. Yeah, so if it was that situation, then no. But I think you did everything possible. That's the only thing that I really don't have that much information. The county health department would have more information than me.
The Baldwin County Health Department, which is,
yes,
'cause we're in Baldwin County.
Right. They would have more information than me about that situation. But it sounds like you did everything possible. You sanitized. She's out of work.
We did.
Yes. There wasn't anybody really in close contact with her that could have been exposed.
Not anyone without a mask.
Right.
Okay, so I need to call the, you know, our children, of course, are young children, so they don't wear a mask. The oldest child we have is 5.
Yes, ma'am.
So they don't have masks on in the center, but all of the staff do. We're not around the children or each other without our mask pulled up and on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I just need to call the
Baldwin County Health Department. They can maybe
give
you more information. Maybe that you're needing.
Okay.
That would be the people to call next.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Cam.
All right. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health for Reverse Hotline. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.